Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Ann Reardon. She is the training specialist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. She covers three parks, including Springbrook State Park, and very busy end of the summer and early fall. Ann's been able to do is have activities and events all year round, not just during the months you think would be the best for a park. So we're getting into the fall programming. It's always exciting to have her on. Ann, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Jane.
Yeah, so first of all, let's check back to an annual event that happened again a couple of weeks ago, or actually about a month ago, rather. That was the Family Fun Weekend. A lot of great fun was had with programs and activities. Tell us how it went.
It was a lot of fun. It was our second annual Family Fun Day. We had it August 11th. It was a weekend with lots of people in the campground, and so we had some programming, including kayaking and atlatl and a GPS course. We actually had a GPS course that was created by some kids that I had in a camp that end of that week, and they created a GPS course and presented it to a group of people in the campground, which I just kind of assisted them a little bit. And so they set it all up and got it going, and that was a lot of fun. Then we had a Dutch oven and smoker cook-off contest and a park-wide, actually open to the public, potluck for people to bring some food and just sit at the picnic tables and enjoy the beautiful evening and everybody's company. So it was a great day.
You know, I remember the potluck from last year's one of the first things I actually covered here in Guthrie County for Raccoon Valley Radio, and I still remember the mac and cheese and the warm apple pie dessert that I had that night. It was just fantastic. And I know we always learn more things in the second year than in the first year, myself included. Is there anything you're going to take from the second year that you're going to go into the hopefully next year, or is there anything that maybe somebody brought up that maybe you'd like to try next year?
Well, I think we need to get it out there a little more so that more people know what's going on. That seemed to be what we were hearing. We tried a few avenues of advertising, and I know that you helped advertise that, but there were still quite a few people maybe coming from further away that hadn't realized it, and they would have liked to participate. So we'll just try to work on that end of it a little more because the interest was definitely there.
Well, we're certainly glad to help you out there, Ann. We want to get all the events on at Springbrook State Park. It's a great place to be all year round. And speaking of which, you're going to have an opportunity for park goers to give back. It's the second annual Volunteer Day through the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. And you guys are going to be doing a lot out at Springbrook this Saturday. Tell us all about it.
We are going to have over 40 of our state parks participating. We do this in conjunction with National Public Lands Day, which is celebrated at public lands throughout the United States. And the focus this year is on resilience and restoration. And so at Springbrook, we're going to tie into that by working in our newly established pollinator plots. We'll be transplanting some native plants into some areas that are maybe not doing as well as some others, having volunteers make and place them that have seeds for native plants into some areas, and also constructing and installing some nesting structures for native bees. We might even have an opportunity to make some simple nesting structures for volunteers to take home for nesting bees in their yards. So that should be a lot of fun. It'll be work, but it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be something that we can definitely tell is making a difference. So we're having people meet at the campground gazebo about 1:30 that afternoon with a water bottle and some gloves, small shovel if they have it. We'll be working in those plots right around the park till about 4 o'clock. And then at 4 o'clock, or between 4 and 4:30, as it turns out, we're going to have some music in the gazebo like we have done in the past as well.
I remember that music feature was pretty popular last year, and you're getting Nancita Wernett, another friend of ours on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. We've had her on a couple of times, from Of the Earth Fine Art Gallery, and the Western Iowa Folk Jam sessions are going to come out and do that as well. So it should be a pretty fantastic event. You can work hard and help a great cause, and then you can relax and enjoy some music. What's better than that on a nice fall day? As we mentioned fall, there's, of course, many more programs coming up here at the park. Why don't you tell us all about them?
Well, we've got a few more opportunities to come out and do some kayaking before it gets any colder. We can kayak as long as it stays pretty nice. In fact, I've kayaked into November, so we don't have to slow down really anytime soon. But I've got a couple public kayaking opportunities coming up. On Friday, September 28th, we'll have an evening kayaking from 5:30 to 7. And then again on October 14th, that's a Sunday, and we'll have a kayaking program from 1 to 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. On September 27th, we're going to have a Fall Colors Silent Hike. I had someone request a hike with no talking one time, and at first I thought. Then the more I thought about it, I thought, you know what, I think I would like that too. So we're going to try that. That one may be geared more towards people of retirement age, because kids don't seem to like hiking with no talking. They like talking a lot. That's going to be September 27th from 1 to 3. On October 12th, that's going to be another evening program. That'll be at Ladle and Archery from 5 to 7.
Well, should be something for all ages and all skill levels and all interests. And last question here. I wanted to always get this out. You mentioned that someone had requested the silent hike, and that brings to mind people can probably request other programs that you guys might be able to do. How would they go about doing that if they've got a program in mind and they want to help see it come to fruition?
Oh, they are certainly welcome to do that. I like to get new ideas, and I want to do what people are interested in doing. So if they contact me, I am always willing to have a conversation about things that we can do out here. Like I said, it might be something that I haven't even thought of. So whether it's a school group or a youth group or just some individuals that would like to do something, they could call me, 641-295-6028. And I would be happy to talk to people about ideas that they have in mind and see what we can put together.
And we will also post the information for Anne on the bottom of the Let's Talk Guthrie County website version for our archives, so that if you need to go back, if you're listening to us on the road right now and you aren't able to write on a pad of paper, don't write and drive, by the way, you can go back and grab that number and reach out to Anne. And once again, she's the training specialist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources. Specifically, she is out at Springbrook State Park and just north of Guthrie Center. Anne, as always, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you are very welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martin.